My friends, you have no idea how much I have looked forward to eating this Passover meal with you before I enter my time of suffering. It's the last one I'll eat until we all eat together in the kingdom of God. As Passover begins, we gather in this upper room to share the meal of unleavened bread, to remind us of how God led our ancestors out of hardship in Egypt. The cup of sanctification. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine.
Amen.
Take this and pass it among you. As for me, I'll not drink wine again until the kingdom of God arrives. These greens are a sign of new beginnings. Remember the hyssop branches that our ancestors used to brush the blood of the lamb on their doorposts on the night of the Passover. The salt water represents their tears, and after tonight, yours also. If you find the godless world is hating you, remember, it got its start hating me. If you lived on the world's terms, the world would love you as one of its own. But because I have picked you to live on God's terms, and no longer on the world's terms, the world is going to hate you. Blessed are
you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the earth.
The bitter root stands for the bitterness of slavery. Eating it brings tears to our eyes to remind us of how much our Hebrew ancestors suffered. Now, like them, you will shed many tears. I tell you this to prepare you for the rough times ahead. They will throw you out of the meeting rooms. There will even come a time when if one of them wants to kill you, they'll think they are doing God a favor. They do these things because they never really understood the Father. I tell you these things so that when the time comes, you'll be well warned and ready for them. The Harasit reminds us of the clay Pharaoh forced our forefathers to make into bricks. They were alone and had no help with their labor. You will have help. Now, I am going back to the Father who sent me, but you will not be alone. After I am gone, I will ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit, who will come and help you and always be with you. The Holy Spirit shows what is true and will guide you into the full truth. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the earth.
This bone reminds us that it was the blood of the sacrificial lamb that caused the angel of death to pass over all the Hebrew homes on the night when all of the firstborn in Egypt died. I cannot ask my Father to keep me from this time of suffering. In fact, I came into this world to suffer. Remember, I came to be the sacrifice for your sins and those of the world. This is the bread of affliction. It is baked without leaven because on the night of the Passover, our ancestors had no time to let the yeast rise. Without leaven, it reminds us to rely on divine help and not on ourselves. It will be the bread of your salvation. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us through thy commandments and the eating of unleavened bread.
Amen.
This bread is my body, which will be broken for you tonight. I will be arrested, beaten, broken, and put to death for you. Take and eat this in remembrance of me. Now, for the cup of praise. Shout praises to the Lord.
Everyone who serves him, come and praise his name. Let the name of the Lord be praised now and forever. From dawn until sunset, the name of the Lord deserves to be praised. No one can compare with the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, creator of the fruit of the vine. We praise you, who has redeemed us and our ancestors from Egypt, and has enabled us to observe this night of the Passover.
The roasted egg represents our offerings we give to please God. Its hardness symbolizes the strength of the Jewish people in the face of all kinds of suffering. We will dip it in the salty water of tears shed through much hardship. Remember to be strong.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, by whose word all things came to be.
Father, I don't ask you to take my followers out of the world, but keep them safe from evil. I am not praying just for these followers. I am also praying for everyone coming who will have faith because of what my followers will say about me. I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. It's not the kind of peace that the world can give. So don't be worried or afraid. I will go away, but I will also return to you. If you love me, celebrate the fact that I am going to be with the Father who is far greater than I am. In a day or so, you're not going to see me. But then in another day or so, you will see me. Don't be worried. Have faith in God and have faith in me. I'm going to prepare a place for each of you. Then we will be together. You know where I am going and how to get there.
Master, we have no idea where you are going. How do you expect us to know the road?
Thomas, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Without me, no one can go to the Father. If you have known me, you know the Father.
Lord, all I am asking is that you show us the Father.
I have lived with you all this time, Philip, and you still don't know who I am? To see me is to see the Father. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father has given me these truths that I'm speaking to you. Now, fill yourself with the meal.
What does Jesus mean when he says, in a day or so we won't see him, but then in another day or so we will see him?
We don't know what he means.
What is this day or two he's talking about?
You know, the Pharisees and priests are stirring the crowds up against Jesus.
Then we just need to stay more alert to protect him.
Let's hope that his coming to Jerusalem doesn't turn out to be a mistake.
He keeps talking about suffering.
What does he mean? This bread is my body.
It is too terrible to think about.
I'm afraid he's going to be arrested.
We all knew that coming to Jerusalem was dangerous.
When do you think it will happen?
Not tonight. This is the night of Passover.
Jesus, you are so distraught tonight. How can you say this is your last Passover with us?
My dearest John, this will be my last night with you. The truth is, one of you is about to betray me. I tell you this, one of you here will betray me.
Lord, I am not the one who will turn against you, am I?
Not me.
Surely you don't mean me.
Lord, you can't mean me.
Which one of us could do such a horrible thing? Surely not I.
Surely not I, Lord.
It isn't me, is it, Master?
Nor me.
Surely it is not I, Teacher.
I can't believe it's any of us. It can't be me.
It is one of you, the 12. One of you who is dipping your bread into the same dish that I am. Just as our sacred scripture has taught us, the Son of Man is on his way. But there will be nothing but misery for he who turns me over. That man will wish he had never been born.
Teacher, surely I am not the one, am I?
I believe you have just answered your own question.
Find out who the betrayer is.
Master, which one of us are you talking about?
I will dip a piece of my bread into my sauce and give it to the one who will betray me. Judas, go quickly and do what you are going to do.
Well, where is he going?
He must be getting more Passover supplies.
Maybe he's taking money to the poor.
Now, the Son of Man will be given the glory, and he will bring glory to God. The moment of this astonishing glory is imminent. My children, my time here is brief. You will be searching for me, and as I have told the Jews, you cannot go where I am going. So I'm giving you a new command. You must love each other deeply and fully, just as I have loved you. Remember the ways that I have loved you and demonstrate your love to others in those same ways. Everyone will know you as my followers if you demonstrate your love to others. It is time for the Elijah Cup.
The Jewish nation waits patiently for Elijah the prophet to return and proclaim the coming of the Messiah.
Here is the cup filled for Elijah to drink when he returns. Open the door so Elijah may enter when he comes.
Come Elijah, bring the Messiah, Son of David.
Don't you remember what I said to you back in Galilee? If you have ears, pay attention. John the Baptist is Elijah, the prophet you are waiting for. The cup of redemption. This is the salvation available to all who are willing to accept it. This is my blood. It is poured out for you and for many. With it, God makes his new promise. Through my blood, your sins will be forgiven. Take and drink.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Father with the cup of Hallel.
We don't deserve praise. The Lord alone deserves all the praise. Because of his love and faithfulness. All of you nations, come praise the Lord. Let everyone praise him. His love for us is wonderful. His faithfulness never ends. Shout praises to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his love endures forever.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine.
Before the night is over, you're going to fall to pieces because of what happens to me. All of you will desert me tonight. It was written by Zechariah, I will strike down the shepherd and his sheep will be scattered. Each of you will go back home and leave me alone. But the Father will be with me, so I won't be alone. I have told you this so that you may have peace in your heart because of me.
It doesn't matter who else turns their back on you. I will never desert you.
Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has done his best to separate all of you from me, like chaff from wheat. Simon, I pray for you in particular, that you not give in or give out. When you have come through this time of testing, turn to your companions and give them a fresh start.
Lord, what are you talking about? I'm going all the way to you, to the very end, to prison, to execution. I'm prepared to do anything for you.
No, Peter. The truth is, before the rooster crows at dawn, you will have denied that you even know me. Not just once, but three times.
No, teacher. Even if it means I have to die with you, I'll never deny you.
I will stay with you. So will I.
I will too.
I am with you.
I'll go with you.
I won't desert you.
I won't leave.
I won't reject you.
Never.
Not me.
Remember when I sent you out with no money, no pack, no sandals, nothing. Did you lack anything?
Not a thing.
We got along just fine.
It's different now. Get ready for trouble. If you have savings, take them with you. If you have a pack, fill it and bring it. If you don't have a sword, sell your coat and buy one.
Look, Master.
Do these, because the scripture says he was considered a criminal. This was written about me, and it will soon come true.
Look, Master, two swords.
Enough of that. No more sword talk. The Spirit will show you what is true. The people of this world cannot accept the Spirit because they do not see or know him. If you love me, you will do what I have said, and my Father will love you. I will also love you, my followers, and show you what I am like.
Master, why is it you're going to reveal yourself to us, but not to the world?
Because a loveless world is a sightless world. If anyone loves me, he will carefully keep my words, and my Father will love him. Not loving me means not keeping my words. This message you are hearing isn't mine. It's the message of the Father who sent me. Get up. It's time to go now. We will go pray in the garden.